Hello everyone, welcome to Redeeming Grace with Brian Lubega. I'm going to be doing a teaching on the book of Romans, a book that teaches about grace more than any other book in the New Testament. But before we go into the whole understanding from chapter to chapter about the message that Paul brings out to the church at Rome, I want us to understand what was the state or what was the condition of the church at Rome. Why did they deserve this kind of teaching at the moment? And first we have to acknowledge that the church at Rome was one made up of both Jews and Gentiles. And at the point there was an issue of conflict where the converted Jews saw themselves as of a higher spiritual rank before God because of their history with the law of Moses and the Old Testament more than the Gentiles. So Paul starts off his teaching and he delivers a number of themes in the entire book. But the first was to teach the believing Jew. What does he teach them? That they are not to be seen as of a better religious condition or of a higher rank in the divine favor simply because of their Jewish history. He wants to bring it across that once we have come under grace, there is no longer any merit toward a certain nation, toward a certain people more than another. So it is now equality. There is now equality between the Gentile and the Jew when we have come under Christ. Another theme that Paul wants to bring out is to oppose the unbelieving Jew in favor of the Christian or the believing Gentile. Now, the unbelieving Jew, of course, is one that is still under the law of Moses, that has not accepted the gift of righteousness, which comes through faith in Jesus Christ. And this truly just reveals how it just reveals how the Jews had rejected Christ. But Paul wants to bring it across that because of the history of the Jews and the law of Moses, they are not to see themselves as better Christians, because the law of Moses was intended to produce righteousness in the Jews. But if it failed and it did not achieve that purpose, there was no longer any reason for bragging in having or for glorying in having that history with God, because it was a failed history at that. So Paul wants to bring it across that the believing Christian, the Gentile that has received righteousness, the righteousness of faith, is of a higher spiritual authority, so to speak, more than the unbelieving Jew. Why? Because this one, the believing Christian, has achieved the righteousness that the Jew has not been able to achieve under the law. Another theme that Paul wants to bring across is that both the Jew and the Gentile have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and so all humankind needs salvation, both the Jew and the Gentile. And one aspect that Paul really brings out is hypocrisy, so to speak, because the Jews presented themselves as a judge, because they thought they had the hallmark of what God required of man. So they became judges. And Paul, as we shall see in the teaching, Paul discusses this whole idea of being of judging very deeply, to point at the Jew that because you judge and say this is not right, yet you do the same thing, how will you escape the judgment of the righteous God? Another theme that Paul is bringing out is to show us that the way of a sinner's acceptance with God or justification in his sight is totally and completely by grace through faith in the righteousness of Christ, without distinction of nations. When we have come under grace, there is no longer any aspect of a nation being of better position than another, because when we see it that way, when we see it in an understanding that, for instance, Israel is better fitted for the blessings of God, we now come under performance performance. But we also understand that under the gospel of grace, there is no longer performance. We have received righteousness. We have received a place before God. We, as a gift, we have not earned it. Earning is out of performance. So without earning or without working, we do not therefore expect to have any aspect of merit. Because what do we merit in if we've not worked at all? So another theme that Paul is bringing out was to nullify the objections that were being raised by the Judaizing Christians. Judaizing Christians were Jews that had converted from the Jewish religion, or that had come out of the law of Moses and have accepted Jesus Christ, but along with Christ they have carried other ordinances that were practiced under the law of Moses. So Paul wants to make it clear that when we have come under the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, these terms, the old ordinances that were practiced under the law of Moses, are no longer terms of acceptance with God. So we are either to be completely under the grace of God, that is, receive his gift without performance, or we are to be under the law. It is not possible, therefore, to be under a mixture of the law and the grace of God. Either we choose to be under the law or the grace, and there is no middle ground. So thank you so much. This is just an introduction to this book, and I'm going to be starting from the first chapter in the next episode, which I have called episode 1 of this book of Romans teaching. Thank you.